The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Kelly. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. 70 outside. It's Friday. It's another day. Hi.
Yeah, hello.
Just, I guess, opening the show because we just heard the pee in my pants. You didn't have the pee dream last night, did you?
I did not.
Neither did I.
I also noticed that we went directly into the diarrhea song in the commercials.
Sometimes it's you know, magical programming that is unintended.
It was unintended.
But sometimes...
Magical accident.
Segue that was. Yeah, so we kick off the show today. We've got your setting the bar story. We've got your you laugh, you lose, a family secret on this morning. Facebook Fight Theater, a little bit of a switch up than what we normally do, but we'll deliver that for you a little bit later on in the show. So a lot of stuff to get to, and we'll kick it off with your feel good coming up here next. Dua Lipa first. Good. We do this every single hour, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
You want to stay in the potty?
I mean...
We're already there.
Why not?
Kind of. So a South Carolina guy and his wife, they were on a road trip. Wife needed to pull over for a pit stop. Potty break.
Gotcha.
Led to him winning $500,000.
That's not a bad potty break.
It is not a bad potty break. So they made a stop at this food mart. She needed to use the restroom. He said he decided to fill up the gas tank while he was waiting. He spotted another person at the pump scratching off a lottery ticket. It was like,
That looks like fun.
Kind of a good idea. Told his wife, hey, hon, I'm going to go inside. I'm going to buy a scratch off. She's like, no, don't do that at first.
Yeah, we're just wasting money.
Exactly.
Right.
But he insisted, went into the store, bought a $500,000 jackpot scratch off ticket that was immediately recognized to be the $500,000 top prize winner.
Wow.
Won it all. A whole kit and caboodle.
Dang.
So, yeah, I feel like that kind of a little bit turned into like an I told you so kind of moment.
Yeah.
Like it started with he wasn't going to stop for the potty break and she convinced him to do that. And then he was like going to buy the ticket and she was all like, no. So I think they both have moments where they could be like, see, if we wouldn't have done that, this wouldn't have happened. Fun little fight to have now.
Well,
$500,000.
Now they're $500,000. Yeah, I was going to say. They're...
Yep. And they're going to have plenty more road trips now to have that little squabble on because they've decided to fund some more trips with it.
Good for them.
As they should.
Good for them.
Road tripping.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Today, 90 degrees, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. 94 tomorrow, so that's going to be kind of hot. Some rain expected on Sunday, and thunderstorms to start the week next week.
Did we know it was going to rain last night?
Yeah, we were mentioning that yesterday.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
I must have blocked that out.
Okay,
I didn't bring my cushions in. I'm a little upset.
Oh, yeah.
Cushion talk.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry. Patio furniture talk.
Patio furniture talk. I didn't bring the cushions in.
You should
be wet.
Well, they should dry out today.
Okay.
High of 90. Mix the sun and clouds.
Text the fam to tell them to line them all out in the sun.
There you go.
All right.
So 18 years, Jimmy Kimmel taking a little sabbatical on the Jimmy Kimmel Live made this announcement.
Tonight is my last new show for the summer. I'm taking the summer off to spend even more time with my family. I've been doing this job for almost 18 years. I've done 3,130 shows, and there's nothing wrong. My family is healthy. I'm healthy. Okay. I just need a couple of months off. So while I am gone, a cavalcade of very kind and capable people will be filling in for me. I think you're going to be very happy with them. They will be guest hosting the show.
Uh-huh. Who do you think pops up in this announcement?
If I had to place money, I'd put all of my money on his arch nemesis, Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. Yes.
Matt Damon.
A cameo in this announcement. Now, famously, Jimmy Kimmel used to end every single show for years by saying, and apologies to Matt Damon, we ran out of time, we weren't able to get him on. And so that just turned into kind of his ongoing bit. And then finally, Matt Damon actually came on and then was worked into, like, I've been waiting backstage, you never called me. Like,
exactly.
And so it kind of became a thing.
It's been a long running
gag. Time. So yes, Kelly, you're exactly right.
I love it.
Matt Damon in a robe in Jimmy's bedroom, because again, Jimmy's at home doing these shows.
What did you just say?
I was telling the audience that I'm going to be off this summer.
What am I going to do? I mean, I've been back here 3 months waiting to get on.
You've been in that bedroom for 3 months.
Yeah.
Hey, what is my... That's my wife. Why is my wife in the room?
Why do you think she's in the room?
Because you can also remember that when he was dating comedian Sarah Silverman,
right.
There was a little song they created.
Right. So,
and it was pretty legendary. Honestly, I'm not a huge Kimmel fan, but right. I love his relationship with Matt Damon.
That 100%
bit is fantastic.
It is pretty good.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, and then Kimmel was the one who was like, yeah, they have me hosting the Emmys, but I have no idea why.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
He's going to do that in September. So yeah. He does have a gig lined up. Not sure what that's going to look like or why he's doing that, but
yeah,
fun.
He doesn't even know.
Nope.
No. So anyways.
So it should be a great show.
If you're, so I think, you know, as far as like people that are going to be hosting the show, I think Will Ferrell is one of them that is lined up to jump into that
That'll
seat.
Be good.
Yeah.
He should have a show.
Yeah.
He should.
Yeah. So anyways, there you go. Jimmy Kimmel Live taking a sabbatical there after 18 years, just for a few months. It's 99.7 DJX.
DJX.
We need to honor in the best way we know how an individual who saved a species from extinction. His name is none other than Diego the Tortoise. Thanks to a project that began in 1960 something.
Whoa.
When there were just 2 males and 12 females of this tortoise left in the entire world in the wild.
That's a hard statistic to come across. Did they really search every corner of the world?
Diego,
uh-huh.
A 100-year-old tortoise with a quote, legendary libido, who fathered about 800 offspring. Saved the species of tortoise from extinction. Finally gets to go home after mission accomplished, job well done.
Yeah.
He and about a group of another 15 other giant tortoises get to get shipped back to the Galapagos Islands to live out the rest of their days in paradise.
Right. Job well done.
Yep. They had been moved from a couple different sanctuaries to San Diego to try at a to continue on with this reproduction. Here's the thing. The reason we're talking about Diego is he literally is the only one who had the staying power to get the job done and get the job done right.
Okay. And so the lady turtles were all like, they didn't say not if he was the last tortoise on the earth.
That was not what they were saying.
They didn't say that.
They were all about some Diego.
Okay.
Because of the 2,000 offspring that has since been birthed from this group of 15 tortoises, about half of them came from Diego.
It's like we now have kind of an Adam and Eve story. Starting all over again in the tortoise world.
Kind of.
A little.
So we need to honor Diego, who literally, stamp of approval, job well done, mission accomplished, you have done your job.
How long do they typically like live? Because if he's like 100 and he is tasked with this kind of a thing, that's usually probably the stuff for young tortoises, right? No?
I mean, I gotta think.
How long do they live?
Oh,
okay.
I mean, this is congratulatory. This is Diego getting the job done. Diego's getting it done for his species.
Put me in, coach. Put me off the bench.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, this is the sound that those female tortoises heard that just lit their fire.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of that
going here's
on.
The thing. You know what? Erect a damn statue for Diego.
Oh, yeah.
Erect a damn statue for Diego.
Probably deserves
the
one.
The tortoise that got it done, saved the species, and now gets to go home.
He is Father Tortoise. He's like Papa Smurf, is he not?
A little bit. A little bit. There you go.
All right.
So that's how.
Here's to you, Diego, and your amazing tortoise libido.
Oh, my gosh. Quote, legendary. Text messages from listeners.
Uh-huh.
502-571-9970. I was at the zoo with my grandma when I was like 11 years old, and we heard the tortoises doing the nasty as soon as we walked in. They were so loud. And we couldn't figure out what it was the entire trip around the zoo. I was scarred for life.
Yeah, well, that's the animal kingdom.
Another text from a listener. Yeah, another text from a listener and said, did you have to use the word erect when talking about erecting the statue of Diego?
That was such a fortunate choice of words.
Almost spit my coffee out. Listen. Listen, if there's never a more appropriate use of the word erect.
Sure.
It is when you're wanting to erect a statue for a tortoise who literally saved his species from extinction
sure.
by fathering over 800 baby tortoises.
That's a lot. I mean, you could have said build, construct, but no, I get it. I get it.
Well, you bring it up, right? That's erect.
All right.
Isn't that what it is?
You got to build it first.
Look up what the definition of that word is.
No, I'm not going to. No.
Type in definition of erect.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to. Just tuning in right now.
Is that the line we're drawing?
I feel like, yes.
Is that the line we're going to draw?
Oh, my God.
Of all the things that you have looked
what
up.
Does mean?
I'm just trying to prove a point that I feel like that's the appropriate use of the word.
The official definition when used as an adjective,
which
is rigidly upright or straight.
Yeah,
no, you used it as a verb. Construct, building, wall, upright, structure.
Okay,
you used it as a verb.
All right, I did
if
use it as a verb.
If you're going to erect a statue, that's a verb.
All right, yeah, exactly. You're right.
Construct.
Okay,
so you could have said construct.
But see, look, you know what?
I know.
I'm spreading the thesaurus around.
All right. Yeah, right.
I think it's funny that you were drawing the line on looking up that definition. Whereas, like, if you look at your Google search, that is probably the least offensive thing you've ever Googled on that machine.
The history of my computer is very colorful.
Coming up next, setting the bar, small examples of what not to do after Happier on DJX. Setting the bar. These are stories and small examples of what not to do, okay? If you can manage to make it through the day without committing arson, then getting caught thanks to an Etsy purchase, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Lori, she's a massage therapist from Philadelphia. She decided that she was going to light a couple Philly Police Department cars on fire during some riots. And, well,
the FBI says it found 33-year-old Philadelphia massage therapist Laura Elizabeth Blumenthal by the T-shirt she was wearing.
Yep. T-shirt she was wearing.
The FBI says it tracked the shirt to the website Etsy and discovered a review posted from Philadelphia about the unique shirt.
Wow.
That is real detective work.
That is detective work.
That is like TV show quality detective work.
So yeah, so she had bought a custom Etsy shirt or a custom T-shirt on Etsy and then wrote a review about it. And then the police were like, okay, click, click, click. There she is.
How much you want to bet a female cop is the one that suggested that? Hey, I saw that shirt on Etsy. Yes.
That's funny.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, again, setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without committing arson, then getting caught thanks to an Etsy purchase, you're doing okay.
All right. Good note.
There you go. Setting the bar.
So are we saying wear plain clothes when you're going to set police cars on fire?
No, that's not exactly what we're saying.
That's the message.
No, that's not the message.
Okay.
No, let's not do arson.
Let's not set things on fire.
No. Feel good. Do this every single hour here. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
This is kind of amazing. A woman in China has given birth to twin brothers 10 years apart. Not 10 minutes. 10 years apart.
My brain can't process how that happens.
I'm going to try to explain it to you. So she delivered a healthy baby boy on Tuesday, who along with her older son was conceived through IVF. They were both conceived with a batch of embryos in 2009 using the same sperm and eggs. Now, from a medical perspective, they're twins, even though they're 10 years apart. So they were trying to have a family naturally for 5 years before they tried the fertility treatments. One of the embryos was directly implanted, which resulted in her son, nicknamed Lulu, who was born in 2010. The rest of the cells were frozen. And now she's got a second son named Tong Tong, which translates to same, because twins.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it now. So, okay.
So, you know, after, you know, her first son, Lulu, wanted a sibling, they're like, oh, well, We remembered we put some on ice. Let's go back, revisit that. Take another crack.
Yeah, because in my
crack.
Brain, I'm thinking, how? Yeah.
Incubating for 10 years. Yeah, nope.
Comes out.
Frozen embryo.
Comes out, goes, Mom, I want a bike.
Went back to the proverbial fridge.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
Get another one.
Makes sense to me now.
Put it in the oven.
Makes sense to me.
Cook it,
But you understand, that's where my brain went initially.
And that's
initially,
why I explained that's where it my to you. Brain Science. Went. It's amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
So look at that.
All right.
Twins, more 10 years apart.
Wow.
That's a feel good.
All right.
That's fun.
Yeah, we'll do that. Feel good. Do them every hour here, brought to you by Campbellsville University.
It's so fun that the youngest one is going to be able to look at the brother and be like, that's exactly what I'm going to look like in 10 years. Right?
That's wild.
It's so weird.
Especially if they wouldn't be identical. Fraternal, right?
Well,
maybe. Huh. Anyways. Yeah. Wild.
Yeah.
All right. That's feel good. Still to come this hour, your family secret. Also, you laugh, you lose. So, in healthy at work, Kentucky.
I'm looking at your screen.
No, hang on. So, bars are allowed to reopen June 29th.
That's great.
But, what about the old strip clubs? So, Rhode Island is now experiencing this right now.
Uh-huh.
They've been given the green light to reopen their adult entertainment clubs, right?
That's great.
Here's the thing. There's about four of them that are banding together going, look, no one's going to want to come to a strip club with the guidelines that you are laying down. So even though they're okay to reopen, owners are all skeptical, so they're kind of banded together. Anyways, so the club's got to be at 50% occupancy.
Okay. Fewer spectators, if you will.
No lap dances.
Oh, see, that's where it starts to go downhill, I think, for them, right?
Performers will have to wear masks.
Ooh, that's...
With stages surrounded by plexiglass.
Oh, wow. That is going to be different.
Step inside. Oh, yeah. Walk this way. You and me, babe.
Make sure you
all right.
Keep your hands off of Misty.
No touchy.
Walk into the stage.
Yes.
Well,
hopefully their mask will be bedazzled. Maybe.
Dick Shappy.
I'm sorry, who?
Dick Shappy.
That's his name?
The general manager of the Cadillac Lounge in Rhode Island. That dancers and staff aren't interested in coming off unemployment to perform in these conditions.
Sure.
Customers aren't going to feel comfortable coming back yet.
Yeah.
Dick said, customers don't want to come and sit in a back alleyway and watch a stripper with a mask on because they said you could move it outside.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that's a great idea either.
Dick went on to say, they're here for a show. They're here for the nudity. No lap dances. Stages surrounded by plexiglass to prevent physical contact. This is not sexy. This is not my Cadillac Lounge.
Oh, wow. Dick's upset.
Dick Shappy, general manager of the Cadillac Lounge.
Upset.
Finished his comment by saying, I've been in this business for too long to know that skin wins and touch pays the bills.
Oh. Wow. He found his formula.
He did.
He wants to stick to it. What's Dick Shappy going
to
do?
Listen, when we get back to quote unquote normal and there are conventions that roll into town, remember the farmers convention that would roll in to Louisville? That was a big deal. Being able to come into the city and to go to, you know, PT's lounge there, gentlemen's club.
A lot of them went there, you think?
Do I think? Remember, they got all up in arms when we said, yeah, we can have strip clubs, but they just can't be completely nude. And they were like, well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well.
Wow.
This doesn't make sense.
Okay.
So I don't know if we can take a look at how Rhode Island is handling the reopening of adult entertainment bars, but...
What you're saying is the pandemic is affecting all industries.
All industries.
Including Dick Shappy's.
Dick Shappy, Shappy. Dick Shappy's business there at the Cadillac Lounge.
Dick Shappy is not happy. Okay, the struggle's real. I get it.
Got a text from Larry. How can you make it rain with plexiglass around in his stage? It's
make right. it
just
rain.
It's going to bounce right back on you.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Shoot.
Oh.
Yeah, pour one for the strippers.
Yeah, that's tough. That is tough.
You're right. And look, these are industries I didn't think about being affected adversely from the pandemic, but of course they
are. That's a big problem.
Of course they are.
Yeah, they don't operate like
that. As Dick says, skin wins, touch pays the bills.
Dick knows his formula.
So does Duck. coming up, Family Secret. And you laugh, you lose.
Okay.
On the way. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. Smart speaker. Ask Alexa to play 99.70JX. You can get us right there. You can get our podcast, which is a little bit longer because we've been going till 11 o'clock during this whole quarantine and pandemic. So, you get a little bit extra of the Ben and Kelly Show. So, all right.
How fun is that?
Thumbs up for that one.
Okay.
Every week, we open up our show to allow you to get it off your chest. It's called Family Secrets. Go ahead.
Once when I was on a trip, I was, I went out and got pretty drunk after this conference.
Yeah. And?
So I go back to my hotel and I just completely wet the bed.
Oh, God. Okay.
But, instead of dealing with it, I just, it was a double. I had accidentally gotten booked a double. So I just crawled into the other bed and left the rest of the night.
Okay, so did you wait?
So he had an accident.
Yeah.
This one is now wet. I'm going to go over here.
Yeah, did you tell anyone or what?
And I never said anything. I didn't even take the sheets off the bed. I just left and made a 50, and I didn't even write an apology.
Well.
Okay, well, at least compensated nicely for the trouble.
I peed in my pants. I don't know what the matter with me.
That song is perfect for that guy.
I feel like that's
appropriate.
All right.
That's what happened.
Look, we've all done it.
Not all of us. Not all of us, sir.
Guys within the sound of my voice, we've all done it. We've all done it. Doesn't matter if you're 5 or 25 or 35.
Yeah.
It's happened some point in your life.
Sure.
All right.
Maybe know your limits or wear an adult diaper to bed. Maybe.
All right,
maybe so we plan.
That is your family secret.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That was fun. Thank you for sharing. Sharing corner.
Yeah. Bruce, this isn't a family secret. You just got drunk and peed the bed in the hotel in the strip. Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't tell anybody else, apparently. I mean, just
that's the secret.
Yeah.
So there you go. Sometimes you got to get loose with it, okay?
Okay.
Bruce, if you want to come to us with a family secret, then we'll gladly feature you. All right, so there you go.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Man, we're getting hit with the semantics police here.
Uh-huh.
All right, so coming up, it is tied 12 apiece, You Laugh, You Lose. The anniversary of the first You Laugh, You Lose was on this date a year ago.
Oh, special edition.
Look at that.
That's fun.
That doesn't mean our jokes are any better.
I will say, I printed these out yesterday.
Oh, so you've...
I've been prepared.
You have been prepared.
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. You laugh, you lose.
Normally at this time, I'm running down the hall to print them out.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so there you go. It is where Kelly and I will sling dad jokes back and forth to one another. The only thing is, you can't laugh.
Right.
It's 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and it's time once again for... You laugh, you lose. It's the game where Kelly and I sling dad jokes back and forth to one another. The first person who laughs loses. I hold in my hand the You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy, which means losers go first. Kelly K, that is you.
Alrighty then.
Gotta get it all out. Gotta get it all out, Kelly.
Wow.
Gotta get it all out. All right. Trinkets!
Okay. The inventor of the umbrella was originally going to call it Brella, but he hesitated.
Brella. Very good. That was good.
Yeah?
That was good.
You like that?
Yeah.
Good start?
It made me smile.
All right. We're getting there. All right.
I think you'd be proud of me, Kelly.
Yeah.
Last night, I took a bus home after an evening at the bar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Police actually just turned up saying the bus company wants it back.
Yeah. Stealing's bad.
You laugh, you lose.
I decided to sell my vacuum cleaner.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was just gathering dust.
Yeah. You know, I was going to tell a railroad joke.
Mm-hmm.
Lost my train of thought.
Train. Got it. I got a great joke about construction.
Okay.
Still working on it.
When are you going to tell me?
Later.
Okay. When does a joke become a dad joke?
When does a joke become a dad joke?
When the punchline becomes apparent.
Okay.
Thank you.
What do you call an average potato?
What do you call an average potato?
A commentator.
Commentator. All right. I love potato jokes. Finally got my dream job at the guillotine factory.
Yeah?
I'll be heading there shortly.
Ow.
Aggressive. Sorry.
A little aggressive.
Yeah.
What do you get when you drop a piano musical keyboard down a mineshaft?
Okay, what?
A flat minor.
That was a tough one for
it
you.
It was really tough.
Really
that
tough
was a tough
you.
One.
This is a tough one. You laugh, you lose. Hey, what rock group has four guys who don't sing?
What rock group has four guys that don't sing?
Mount Rushmore.
Truth.
Geography jokes.
Yeah, geography. Yes. And, learning.
Yeah, sure.
I asked Dad how come he has nipples without milk. He said, "You sucked all my milk when you were a baby."
Oh. Okay.
Which is actually not true. Which makes it a joke. Right?
Wow, that had levels.
It did.
It had levels.
It did.
Kelly, you know, a cop just showed up and arrested our dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He had some unpaid barking tickets.
You need to work barking in every week, don't you? You got a formula. I see it. I paid for a ceiling fan the other day. Total waste of money, though.
Mm-hmm.
He just stands there cheering. Fan.
Ah.
Of the ceiling fan.
Got it.
Yay! Keep spinning! Keep spinning!
Unpaid barking tickets.
You know what I mean? Yeah, right. Okay.
You know, menstruation jokes aren't funny.
No, they're not.
No, period. Not funny. Period.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Control freak.
Control freak
okay,
who?
Okay, now you say control freak who?
You laugh, you lose. Why'd the blind guy fall into the well?
Why did the blind guy fall into the well?
Couldn't see that well.
Yeah, you couldn't.
Yeah, I couldn't see it.
Couldn't
see that well.
English teacher.
Yeah?
Give me the opposite of this sentence. Children in the dark make mistakes.
Yes.
Student says, mistakes in the dark make children.
Oh. Okay. You laugh, you lose. So there is a name. Sorry. Let me set that up again.
Okay.
So there is this guy named James Fart.
Uh-huh.
Everybody made fun of James Fart since he was very young. Finally, James Fart was able to legally change his name at the age of 21. He arrived at the government office when he presented himself. "I'm James Fart. I want to legally change my name." Of course, they laughed at him. Everyone did, you know? But eventually, they all settled down, came around to the situation. Okay, so your current name is James Fart. I'm sorry. I know everybody's been laughing at my name since as long as I can remember. After a long, tedious process, everything was ready. Sorry for the delay, sir. But you know how hard these protocols are. The good news, you are no longer James Fart. What name do you want instead?
What name?
Charles Fart. That was a long way to get
there. That was a long road.
That was a long road to get there.
That was a long road.
It's been on my list for a long time. I'm sorry. If you laugh, you lose.
Where do sheep go on vacation?
Here.
The Bahamas. Bahamas. Take that, barking boy. Bahamas.
Okay.
Okay. Are you tapping out?
No.
You're tapping out.
That was
good. You don't have any more jokes, do you?
I have four more jokes.
Oh, do you really?
I do.
Okay.
I almost tapped out of my own joke. You take that. That's yours. Congratulations.
It wasn't very good, but I'm gonna take it.
It wasn't very good.
I'm gonna take it. The Bahamas.
I guess so. All right, so there you go. That's you laugh, you lose.
My ace in the hole was really the mistakes in the dark.
That was my good
ace in the hole. That was what I thought was gonna get you. I take you down with Bahamas. It's sad.
It just took me by surprise.
It's a W.
Okay, that's a W.
I committed like you're barking.
All right, feel good. Do these every single hour here. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
Since Father's Day Sunday.
Yeah.
Thought I'd share this cute video I found on YouTube of things Dad would never say.
I don't care how late you stay out. Stay out as late as you want.
You
want
to borrow the new car? You want to borrow my credit card?
Kids today, they really have it rough.
I have no idea where we are or where we're going.
I mean, when I was their age, life was easy. Super easy.
Why haven't you gotten a tattoo yet? How come you don't have any piercings yet?
Yep, we're lost. We are completely lost.
Ooh, sports.
Vehicle maintenance is completely overrated.
I wish they had soap operas at night.
I like that boy. You should date him. You should date him immediately.
Well, what about the creepy guy with the motorcycle? He's cute.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, I got the entire video. We'll tweet it out for you at Ben and Kelly Show. I thought that was precious.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Cool story about Lady Gaga, 99.7 DJX, kind of going around where she gave the jacket off her back to a fan who had approached her there in a market in Malibu and didn't even know it was Lady Gaga at first, just saw the jacket she was wearing. And apparently her jacket had some support of the LGBTQ community and just said, hey, you know, that's a really badass jacket you got on.
There's this little tiny blonde chick and I comment on her badass jacket.
Yeah, and fast forward, it turns out to be Lady Gaga.
I go up, check out. I turn around because I actually realized who it was, and I went back up to her as she was coming out, and I start telling her how incredible she is and how amazing and inspiring her music is, and she takes off her jacket and literally hands me the most badass jacket in my entire life.
Yeah, so then kind of just says, hey, you love my jacket so much, here, it's yours. So
awesome.
Pretty cool. So I tweeted yesterday and got a lot of replies because of this hot take where I said Arial font is the worst font. And let me.
Why, sir? What's your problem with Arial font?
It's the most generic and it's the standard font on all documents that you open. It immediately pops up as Arial. I don't know if it's because it's A and it goes A to Z on the thing, but it's Arial is the go-to generic font on all documents that you open. So
I think it's pleasant. I use it all the time. I feel attacked.
Well, apparently a lot of people did. Font Twitter came out.
Oh, no.
And was like, have you never seen Comic Sans?
Oh.
Comic Sans is the worst font ever.
Yeah, no one uses that.
Yeah, another reply. I automatically can't take anything you say seriously if it's sent to me in Comic Sans. And then Emily is all like, you know what? Comic Sans and Papyrus for sure.
Oh, sure.
I don't even know what Papyrus is.
I don't either. There are so many selections. Can we just acknowledge that I can't even comprehend how many choices and how many people have ever used those extra choices? They haven't. It's Times New Roman and it's Arial.
No.
What
See,
do you use?
Again, those are the boring ones. And now
I use Cooper Black sometimes.
Listen, I get. Oh, gosh, no. What are you?
That coded our Wheel of Dares for years.
I know, but you don't use it in like normal document processing.
I think it would make it more fun.
Maybe to label a Wheel of Dares for sure.
Has character.
The juxtaposition of, hi, happy font, and then evil thing that's written on it.
Sure.
Right.
Okay.
I get that.
I think office memos might be more fun if people use more Cooper Black.
I'm just saying Arial is the most basic generic font there is. Second only to maybe Times New Roman. But Times New Roman is pretty standard when it comes to just
I throw all my shade at Times New Roman. I'm like, nope, don't come at me with that. I'm changing it to Arial every time.
See, I will change it to, I don't even know what it's called, but like Calibri or something like that. I like that one.
Oh, you like that one?
That's what I changed mine to.
That's pleasant.
Yeah, because it just shows that you're putting a little bit of thought into how you want to present your thing.
Oh,
if you just say,
I had to make the choice to change it.
Yes.
Oh.
So if you're like, oh, hey, I just want to type. There you go. No thought.
Now, if you're bougie and you're getting fancy,
no
script,
thought.
You go with script,
oh,
right?
Oh, no.
If you're bougie and you're fancy?
Yeah, Greg texts in, I'm a Calibri guy. Yeah, see?
All right.
See, you know what? Again, I have a voice for the small section of audience that
who
will
cares about fonts?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a movement that we need to know about?
No.
Like, all right.
No, there isn't.
People lobbying for font use? All right.
But apparently that struck a chord. Fonts.
You triggered some people?
Arial font. And I'm sorry if I've triggered you.
You because, did. Because I feel attacked.
You enjoy.
I'm an Arial user.
Yeah. Yeah, Josh tweets, I don't use Arial because it's boring. See?
You know what I'm doing?
Josh and I are on the same.
I'm going into our little document, which is, by the way, in Times New Roman, changing it all. It's happening right now.
I'm going to change it back.
I'm doing all of it.
I'm going to change it back.
I'm redoing all of it. You want it in Times New Roman? I'm going to change it to your precious Calibri. There it is.
Another
just changed it.
Another text from a listener. I'm scared from the amount of papers I had to write in Times New Roman font, size 12 words, double spaced.
Yeah,
and then
it's triggering a lot of people.
And then do you remember? Well, okay, so the only thing
mm-hmm.
that Calibri takes away is it's a little bit smaller. So if you are a student and you're writing like a paper, you're going to have to write more to get like a 5-page paper
and
done. You're going to have to write more.
Nobody needs that.
Yeah,
you want the biggest font possible.
So you want the Times New Roman for sure.
Yes, there are places for that. I just changed it all. You're welcome.
Why,
your precious Calibri.
Tracy texts in, you know you're getting old when the talk of font is actually an interesting topic.
Yes. And you're invested in the conversation. I get it.
Hang on a second.
Rite of passage.
Debbie texts in and says, I like the David font or the Georgia fans.
Really?
The Georgia font? Oh,
wow.
Debbie, no.
Wait, let me change it to that and see what that looks like.
No, definitely not.
I'm doing it.
You got to do the Calibri.
It's a little fancier than Times New Roman. It's not offensive.
So I don't know what Roxanne's texting in, but she says the NDOT bridge erection procedures all done in Tacoma. I don't know what erection procedures mean, but I'm invested.
I want to look that up.
I want to look that up, too. And you know what? I would read it in Tacoma. I don't care.
Ooh, I found a new favorite font. Comforta?
No, sorry.
Comforta?
It's
two A's?
Calibri. It's Calibri or go home.
No, I'm changing it right
for me.
Here.
So
I'm staying live.
Anyways. All right.
This is so great.
Life-changing
conversation.
I didn't think that we were going to spend this time right now getting all controversial with font.
Oh, we're fighting about fonts.
But here we are.
We're divided on 50 different levels now.
Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. You can get a hold of us there. Sometimes we dive into the comments section of a thread just to act out everybody who's commenting on a certain thing. We call it Facebook Fight Theater when Kelly and I take on one or more of the people who are commenting on the thread.
Yes. And we happen to come across this video of a comedian who kind of did this himself and thought, you know what? That's kind of perfect.
Yes.
He did it with costumes and all sorts of stuff. His name's Brent Pella. So we're calling him in as a stunt actor for this edition.
Yes. And it's to mask or not to mask. That is
the fight.
The fight in this.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
What's up, man? Oh, hi there. Why'd you walk around me, dude? Oh, it's just you're not wearing a mask, so I didn't want to risk my life. Oh, are you facial profiling me right now? No, it's just I care about humanity, and you obviously don't care if people die, so.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's it. That's where we are.
Now
all right.
We're ready on the sidewalk. Here we go.
Well, I didn't know sheep could speak English. Sheep. That's you. You're a sheep. Do you even watch the news 24 hours a day? I don't believe in news. You're literally killing someone every time you breathe. Hey, I'm not going to wear a face diaper, okay?
Are you mask shaming me?
I'm just saying, if you wear a mask, you're a communist. Well, anyone who doesn't wear a mask is a racist.
What?
I believe in science, okay? You probably never wear condoms either. You're probably wearing a condom right now. Actually, I'm wearing two right now, but I do that anyway. You're wearing a mask outside, even though you hate America. Well, you probably have less than an hour to live, so I hope you enjoy it. We'll enjoy it. Government can't tell me what to do.
Wow.
Who are you voting for this year? Alyssa Milano? Yeah, who are you voting for? Thanos? Actually, Thanos made some pretty good points. We probably didn't understand him because people who wear masks have less brain cells. That's a scientific fact. My doctor told me. Oh, yeah? Who's your doctor? Doctor... Strange? Oh, you're an idiot. Yeah? Hey! Uh-oh. Oh, is he coming too close?
Stay back!
Oh, 6 feet of distance! That is attempted murder! Coughs travel 5,000 miles per hour! I've been coughing towards you. Stop doing that! Hey! Stop it! Yo, guys, stop arguing, dude. You guys are acting like a bunch of murder hornets right now, man.
Okay,
so
this
person comes in.
Third guy comes in to intervene.
If you want to wear a mask, that's your right. But don't shame someone for not wearing a mask when it is not a required mandate. And you, respect his decision to wear a mask in public and continue practicing the safe social distancing guidelines implemented by your community leaders. There's a peaceful middle ground where we can all coexist to help create a community that's full of peace and health.
Aww.
Wow, that's a valid point. Valid They're looking point. At each other.
Valid point.
World peace is possible.
Just get along. Go back to your yurt, you hippie. Yeah, go back to Narnia, you weirdo. Oh, I gotta go. The Masked Singer's almost on.
Oh, I love the Masked Singer.
You like the Masked Singer?
Yeah, my favorite part is when they take off the mask.
See you around, man. Yeah. Yeah, I'll see you around.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
That had everything.
Yes.
That had drama. That had... suspense.
That perfectly summed up the state of the world right now, though, with this pandemic. Did it not?
And then a coming together at the end, which is very, very nice. So there you go.
Finding common ground.
We will tweet that out or post it so you can see it, too.
Yep.
At Ben and Kelly Show. That was Facebook Fight Theater. Do we care about a Smurfs reboot?
Sure.
Nickelodeon ordered the Smurfs to continue updated version of the comic from the 80s.
So more of like the
on Nickelodeon
computer generated animated movies.
Is it closer to that? I guess it doesn't really say, but it does. It says it's a CG animated. So yeah, it'll be more like that. But yeah, Smurfs coming back on Nickelodeon because there's nothing new.
They need some new programming.
It's all a reboot.
I feel like the cartoons are really going to see a resurgence because you can do cartoons in a pandemic.
Yeah.
You can't shoot the real shows. Like even we were talking about The Bold and the Beautiful. They were back on set for one day.
They had to shut it down. Right. And then they were even talking about
safety.
You know, love scenes and everything. They were going to have to do a blow up doll or their spouses to help prevent, you know, the spread of the coronavirus.
So just animate all of our entertainment? Is that the answer?
So then it brings back the question, if you were to have some special time with a cartoon, who would it be?
Flynn Rider from Tangled. Flynn Rider.
Oof.
Flynn Rider.
You know what? I am going to say, if we are going Disney, do we have to say Disney?
Well, they're the most realistic.
Are they? Okay. Well, so for a while...
I mean, we're not doing Looney Tunes.
Listen, for a while, I don't know if you still... look at the comics in the Courier Journal.
No.
But, you know, remember the comic strip Blondie?
Blondie?
The wife?
Is your jam.
Look her up.
Okay.
Look her up. Look her up. I mean,
the hot wife in the Blondie comic
strip. I don't even know her name.
Strip.
I remember.
Well, her name's Blondie.
Blondie. All right. Yeah. So there you go. Yeah, Blondie.
And Dagwood is her husband.
Husband Dagwood. Yeah. Sure. So,
okay.
So my wife, a while ago.
She is very vavoom.
My birthday made a, drew a Blondie comic strip for me, but made it more of a peep sort of show. Where.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very nice.
That's cool. Great
I know.
For you.
I know. My wife's very talented when it comes to that sort
she
of thing.
She is.
So you're Flynn Rider.
Yes. All right. And you're Blondie.
Yeah. But if you had to choose another one, like
why are we choosing again?
Yeah. Because you know, You're not going to marry Flynn. You're just going to have a fling with him.
Oh, Flynn is my fling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Greg texts in, Blondie had a rack.
Oh, my God. Greg.
I'm telling you, if you've never seen the comic strip Blondie, that was my jam.
Okay.
How did we get, we started at the Smurfs, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, and then we're thinking maybe all of Hollywood needs to just animate everything. You can do that in a pandemic.
And that's how we got down the wormhole of if you had to date or get with a cartoon character, who
Prince
are you
Charming.
Getting with?
I'm going to go ahead and marry Prince Charming. I want to live in Cinderella's castle. If I'm going to have a fling with Flynn Rider, I'm marrying Prince Charming. That's where I'm at.
Let me just say, and I'm going to throw this out there. I bet Maleficent.
Oh, she's
of course,
sassy.
I'm thinking Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
I'm getting mixed up in my head.
You are, a little.
I'm thinking Angelina Jolie, not the comic Maleficent.
She was still very beautiful.
She was. So maybe.
Yet menacing.
Maybe. Yes.
And man.
I'm telling you.
At night, dragon. So this is a really interesting conversation.
Right, right. All right.
All right. you've got quite a range, sir. You got Blondie and you got Maleficent.
Yeah.
AKA Dragon Lady.
I mean, it would be too easy to say something like Jessica Rabbit.
Sure.
It'd be too
easy.
She
was a standard for a long time.
Yeah. It'd be too easy.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of married to a Jessica Rabbit. She can pull that look off.
For sure. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Especially with the hair.
All right. So, yeah, that's...
That's fun times.
Man, if you look back at this past hour, we argued about fonts.
We sure did.
And then decided what cartoon character we would get with romantically.
That is a wide range of topics. It's a wide range of topics. Nothing means nothing if
I can't have you. 99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. Get to some text messages here from Dawson. The show definitely changes when the kids aren't on their way to school.
You talk about hot cartoons?
Listen, just because we were talking about what cartoon we'd want to get with. Sometimes you get that.
They're attractive.
Yeah, well, you know what? We all have feelings, right?
We do.
All right. And with that, every hour we give you stories that make you feel good, brought to you by Campbellsville University.
This is a nice, wholesome story. So, Keedron Bryant, 12-year-old boy, kind of ignited social media with his passionate video performance about being a young black man in today's world. He had this song.
A young black man doing all that I can.
And that was just on his Instagram.
But when I look around.
And so those lyrics were written by his mom, Janetta Bryant, obviously doing a great job raising him. Well, Warner Records just signed him to release that song officially.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just want to live. God protect me. I'm a young black man.
All right.
He's got chops.
All right.
Yeah.
Doing all that I can.
He's 12?
Yep.
Dang.
He's cute, too.
When I look around.
Cutie.
All right.
Yeah.
Good
so there
him.
You go. That's a feel good.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah, feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning. Brought to you by Campbellsville University on 99.7 DJX.
That's how Justin Bieber got discovered on the YouTubes. Right? Social media.
Yep.
Creating stars.
There you go. Caitlin tweets, I just laughed so hard at how quickly Kelly K picked her animated crush, hashtag Flynn Rider.
Well.
We were talking about the Smurfs coming back, and then dove down the rabbit hole of which cartoon would you have some romantic time with?
I mean, hasn't everybody at some point considered that? That's just my stock answer in my back pocket at all times. Flynn Rider.
It's like your kids. Hey, what movie can we watch? You're like, how about Tangled?
Tangled.
How about Tangled?
Mama wants to see Tangled.
Text from Ava Kristoff from Frozen.
Oh, all right. Okay. I can see that.
What about the dad in Phineas and Ferb? Lawrence Fletcher.
No.
You know,
rarely see him.
Kind of a nerdy dad.
Is that nerd crush kind of thing?
I guess that would kind of be a nerd crush. No, it doesn't do anything for you?
No.
No? All right.
No.
I got you. I understand.
Now, my daughter loves the Beast when he turns into the prince. He's kind of got a little longer hair. Adam, I think his name is.
Oh, she kind of likes the long hair on guys?
In that particular situation, yes.
All right.
Doesn't fit her typical type. I mean, because now she's crushing on Peter Pan.
Dylan texts in and says, yeah, Blondie equals the bomb. Yeah, Blondie was who I was talking about from the Dagwood comic strip.
Most people would have to look it up on the internet.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a very obscure reference.
It is kind of obscure.
Yeah.
It just goes to the depths with which I've been thinking about this.
Goes way back.
It does go way back.
It's like teenage years?
No.
Puberty?
I don't think I ever did anything like that.
No? Okay.
I don't think she was a mainstay in my pubescent years. Is that how I learned? Let me read the comic strip. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay, Blondie.
Hey, Dad, okay. Talk to me about ladies. Is that what started the talk? What got you there? Okay. That's fun.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a fun conversation.
Another text. Quagmire can get it all day, every day.
Quagmire?
I don't know. Quagmire, you're talking Quagmire from Family Guy.
He has
sex appeal.
Does he?
Well, just because he's so confident and he's with the lady.
It's the swagger.
It is the swagger. But, you know, on that, Lois.
Lois.
I'm going to go ahead and say Lois. Lois is on my list.
Okay. Like sassy lady next door.
Oh, and yes.
Maybe a Stacy's mom.
Maybe. Kind of a. Maybe.
So. This is so bizarre.
I know. My list is really random and weird. But, you know, it just goes to show. Anything's possible.
Is it? Is this a conversation we need to have? Who are you thinking about at night?
I'm just saying, I didn't plan for this conversation to go in the way that it did.
Never did. It started innocently enough just saying, hey, the Smurfs are going to have an animated series on Nickelodeon. That's where we started.
Yeah, it's just sometimes you guys send our show to an off ramp, and we have to discuss for just a quick minute before we get back on the road.
This time, though, I point the finger squarely at you. You are the one that got us down this path. There was no text message that sent us down. You just immediately went from, hey, the Smurfs are going to have a TV show. Hey, what cartoon character is hot? That was that instantaneous. That was where that sharp left turn came from.
All right, next we're going to play Bang, Marry, Kill.
What?
You know how we were telling you that Nathan's hot dog eating contest was getting altered this year.
Right.
Normally on, July 4th weekend, they'll have that big celebration where they get together and they eat hot dogs.
Watch people stuff their faces with an obscene amount of food.
Yeah, and so it's going to be less competitors, no crowd. It's going to be in a secret location there on Coney Island.
It's still happening.
Yeah, it's still happening. So I was thinking about this after we were talking about that yesterday, and I was like, you know what? I don't know if I could competitively eat hot dogs like more than I couldn't. I could probably do 10 hot dogs. I could probably do 10.
Okay.
But I don't think I could get much more than that. But I was thinking, what is there a food that I could actually competitively eat? Like, is there something that I could say, all right, I could destroy some of those.
Okay. What'd you come up with?
So, a couple different things. One, I think maybe Pringles chips. I think I could probably competitively eat those.
Could you wipe out an entire can, one sitting?
Oh, yeah. Easy. Okay. Easy. But then I was thinking, you know what? Either maple nut goodies. You ever?
No.
You're giving me a confused look.
Never had those.
You've never had maple nut goodies?
What are
maple? Oh, my gosh. I could eat an entire bag of those.
Okay. Goodies.
Every now and then, like, we'll take a trip to Walgreens, and then my wife will bring back, like,
never even seen them.
Like a little bag of the Brock's maple nut goodies. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's so
good.
They're
the perfect bite-sized treat, it says.
Yes, it is okay. The perfect bite-sized treat.
That's great.
That or I'm really, really, really into the black licorice, the Australian black licorice, the soft.
I could
eat an entire bag of that. So I'm thinking
that might wreak havoc on your system.
I'm not thinking about what it's going to do to my system.
Oh, okay.
I'm just thinking about what I could competitively eat.
Great.
So hot dogs, I could probably down about 10 of those.
Uh-huh.
Not fully like dressed, but just like a naked hot dog with
naked
a bun.
Dog.
Yeah, naked dog with a bun.
Oh,
I could probably
with the bun?
Yeah.
Do they use the bun? Do they do the
yes,
whole hot dog? Do they?
That's the technique because
ooh,
you see them dipping it into their water so the bun like dissolves quicker when they're competitively eating it. You know, Joey Chestnut has a system. He's not one of the record holders for, you know, by mistake.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, all right, you know, I might be able to competitively eat Taco Bell soft tacos or chili cheese burritos.
Wow. Your system would pay for that.
Yes, it would. but those are like, those are the things where I'd be like, all right, you know,
you can quickly down that
late at night.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, I just need something quick.
Fourth meal.
So fourth yes, or fifth meal, depending,
uh-huh,
right?
Whatever.
You're like, I'm going to need about two or three chili cheese burritos and a Mountain Dew Blast.
Wow. And you're not going to bed for another 4 hours.
No, you're not. Or you're passing out in half
aggressive,
an hour. It just depends.
Okay.
So, yeah. So my list for competitive foods that I think I could probably competitively eat, chili cheese burritos and or soft tacos from Taco Bell, I could down probably five of those in
are
a row.
You setting yourself up for a challenge?
I don't know.
I feel my, as though maybe
no,
you
just
are.
In my head. In my head, I'm just doing it with myself.
Oh, okay. I feel like this is, we need to do like a timed eating session with you on video.
Well, it's got to be you and me if it's eating challenge.
I am
maple nut goodies, the black licorice, and like I said, Pringles to start.
I'm not going to say that competitive eating is my lane.
No, I'm not going to say it is for me either. But I'm thinking if there's an actual food that I could do, this is probably what I would do. Now, immediately, when I was thinking about this, I'm like, okay, what's Kelly going to say? She's going to say chocolate, but like
chocolate pudding.
Chocolate pudding.
I will down as many cups of chocolate pudding as I can in a certain amount of time.
So
I don't even have any idea like how many cups I could polish off.
You're just thinking,
before I want to puke.
You're just thinking, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Chocolate pudding.
Just scoop, scoop, scoop. Just throw it in my mouth. Yeah.
Now, would you use the method with a spoon or
yes,
would you
no,
like
spoon,
squeeze it like a tube into your mouth?
Mm. I haven't tried the squeezable pudding.
I just
the pudding cups. I would say the scooping.
Can you tell that we're hungry at this point?
Yeah.
That's
like, where we're at right now.
That's the point in the show where we're like, yeah.
Snack o'clock.
Yeah, sure. Nathan's hot dogs. Okay. Yeah, I could go for it. Okay. I could also go for yeah, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
All of that.
So anyways, getting back to the entire point of it to bring it full circle again. Nathan's,
I forgot where we started.
Nathan's
yeah,
hot dog, the competitive eating challenge
yeah,
that always happens every single year. It's still going to happen.
Great.
But it's just going to look modified because of the pandemic.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Great update.
Now you're right. We should set up some sort of
eating contest
with you and chocolate pudding
yeah,
and me and like some chili cheese burritos or Pringles or
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah. Okay. We'll make that happen at some point.
At some point. That's the down the line. Yeah, you know,
Someday we'll do that.
Never
gonna happen.
Every single hour we do this, brought to you by Campbellsville University, Miss Kelly Kay.
So an Idaho man set a Guinness World Record by bouncing 16 ping pong balls into a pint glass in 1 minute.
Okay.
It sounds easy. Maybe. So he noticed, his name's David Rush.
Do 16 ping pong balls fit in a pint glass?
Well, I'm not entirely sure if you had someone there taking it out.
Yes, oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
The
all right,
current record stood at 12, and he's all like, I could do that. He did say it was way harder than anticipated. It took several attempts before he managed to sink 16 balls.
Wow.
In 1 minute. Now, he's no stranger to Guinness World Records. He has over 150 titles.
Get out of here.
To his name.
He probably finds those weird random ones and
yes,
is like, I could probably do that.
Well, and I went down a wormhole of, you know, Guinness World Records has a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And they post a ton of videos.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And so some of the more recent ones, you've got the world's longest hair on a teenager.
Okay.
It's pretty long.
Sure.
Real life Rapunzel situation happening there. There's also a kid that stacked 3 eggs.
I did see that.
Had to hold it for 5 seconds.
Right.
And he said he learned how to, he's 20 now. He learned how to do it when he was six.
Okay.
Because all studied like the center of gravity and all sorts of smart people stuff.
Weight distribution,
yes.
Smart people stuff.
Smart people stuff.
Sure.
There's a guy, a restaurant owner, that rode his stationary bike for the longest amount of time.
I saw that too.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was over two, or was it? Or was it? I don't know. I feel like it was 200 some hours.
It was aggressive.
But it was a long time.
It was.
That would hurt your butt after a while.
It would. And it's just, there's so many bizarre things out there. So I was just kind of wondering, like, what you would try to attempt. Like, there was another guy we talked about, the world's largest mouth gape.
Yeah, we attempted that.
We did attempt that.
Yep.
We were not close.
We were not close at all.
Right.
No.
But there is a fun little, they compiled a video of the Best of May records.
Okay.
That were broken.
All right.
You can see all of that. And the videos from all the ones we just talked about.
99.7 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So 18 years, Jimmy Kimmel finally taking a little sabbatical there from his show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, for the next couple months.
He's taking the summer off. He's getting guest hosts.
Yes. Will Ferrell, I think I saw as one of the hosts. So who do you think sabotaged his little announcement?
If I had one guess, it would be a person he's had a long-running fake beef with. Hashtag bromance. Hashtag Matt Damon.
Yeah, so remember how this all started. He used to just end his show by saying, and apologies to Matt Damon, I wasn't able to get to you. Just as a joke.
I think it started as actually a ploy to get him on the show.
Right, exactly. It was
yeah.
it was a joke
long
and a ploy.
Joke, yep.
And then it finally happened,
yep.
And so then that is where kind of that bromance began. But yeah, Jimmy Kimmel.
They will be guest hosting the show.
Yep, and then, of course, wearing his robe.
Sure.
Because Jimmy Kimmel's been broadcasting from his house.
Uh-huh.
Appears Matt Damon.
What did you just say?
I was telling the audience that I'm going to be off this summer.
What am I going to do? I mean, I've been back here 3 months waiting to get on.
You've been in that bedroom for 3 months.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hey, what is that's my wife. Why is my wife in the room?
I mean, why do you think she's in the room?
This is so great. I'm not a huge Kimmel fan, but I love this little bromance.
I know.
And that gag has been really funny for years.
The Matt Damon, Jimmy Kimmel feud is one to definitely appreciate. But yeah, he is going to go on sabbatical. But yeah, look for guest hosts, I guess, beginning Monday as he will be off until September.
Yeah, that was his last show. So
Right. And then he's going to host the 72nd Emmys.
Which he has no idea
September.
Why.
Right.
Or how.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know why it's they're having
going
me doing
to be
this.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Anyways, that's good. We'll get that posted. I think we need to circle back around to this real quick.
Do we need to? I think I know where you're going. Do we need to?
What?
I don't think so.
Cartoon characters we want to get with?
No! Already spent way too much time talking about
not
this.
Not way too much time,
a
Kelly.
Little.
Not enough.
A little.
Anyways, put it up on Facebook, as we should. You know, to let Facebook start to get their mitts into it.
Uh-huh.
Because this all started, you know, Smurfs are back. And everything's going CGI now.
Sure.
Even love scenes in soap operas could be going CGI.
Wow.
So we're like, all right. That leads to the natural progression of conversation. Which comic would you want to get with romantically? Kelly, without skipping a beat.
Flynn Rider from Tangled.
And I said Blondie from the comic strip Blondie. You'll have to look it up. But once you do, you'll understand.
She's hot.
Thank you.
I'll give her that.
Thank you.
It's obscure, but she's hot.
Ashley rolls in with Goku from Dragon Ball meta series. I mean, then she posts a picture, and I'm like, okay, I guess I see the attraction there.
He's got muscles.
Yeah, he sure does.
Crazy hair.
Christy rolls in with Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Long. I think he actually topped the list when, like, I saw this on the internet before. People debated
before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kathy agrees with me. I'm correct. Flynn Rider, for sure. Kristoff could probably get in there, too.
Okay. Kathy's accepting a couple cartoon characters into her romantic bedroom.
That's legal, too.
Natalie, hands down Aladdin.
Ooh,
but the husband says Jessica from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Yeah, see, you know what?
I think that is
a mainstay and a common answer when we go down the wormhole of what cartoon character would you want to get with romantically.
Uh-huh. Oh, Crystal, I don't know if this is a joke. She threw out Shrek.
Shrek?
A Giphy of Shrek.
Okay.
Now, he kind of looks like he's a little upset. Like maybe he's being left out of the conversation.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's her choice or if she's like, hey, what about me?
Sierra says the best friend's brother from Daria was like my first crush.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Daria.
That's
funny. Tarzan from Mary.
Mary.
Yeah. if anyone says no, they're lying.
Now, here's Gerald coming in with Fiona, giving the Shrek community a nod.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I get that. Now, Nikki says Fred from Scooby-Doo.
I could see that.
Okay.
I could see that.
All right.
Maybe.
Is it the ascot? It's probably
maybe.
The ascot.
It might be the ascot.
I mean, then if you're going Scooby-Doo, I think who are the girls? It was Velma and
Daphne. It's Daphne.
Yeah, probably Daphne has got that.
Yeah.
So, anyways, just something to ponder as we're heading into the weekend, right?
You know what? I'll say this: the answers. So many of them just put the Giphys as their answer.
I love it.
I love that. I enjoy that.
Yeah. So, anyways, if you want Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show, you can chime in on that because you know.
Why wouldn't you?
It's fun to think about,
right?
Why
wouldn't you?
You're just telling me there's a chance.
There's not a chance.
No, there's not a chance at all.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever you do, have a good weekend. Enjoy Father's Day. Please wish your dad a happy Father's Day.
And happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And, and your husband as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And your dad. And all the dads that you know.
Thank you.
Did we cover everybody?
The dads and the grandpas and the dads
Get a card, anyways. But I'm going to wish you have a great weekend.
All right. Wonderful. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.